started off this week a little bit slow, that one practice, but I think since then we really picked it up, did a nice job. Today, a number of situations. I know yesterday I talked about trying to get two a day. Today we had about four different situations, and then with a move the ball at the very end. And although it wasn't a lot of plays, it just got our guys into the rhythm of moving the ball and substitutions and communication that takes place on the field. So overall, really good. We talked about finishing this week. Really, you know, put our efforts into today, finishing, coming out strong. And, with the lack of depth at receiver, I thought those receivers picked it up. And a lot of those guys took multiple reps, and they did a great job competing throughout. So, and then obviously the fans, you know, probably should have mentioned that first. Another great showing by our fan base. We talk about it, and we don't want to take it for granted about the importance of connecting with the following. I know that not many teams open up OTAs, but we want to be unconventional in how we do things, and we want to reach out to our fans. They're so important, and we got to prove worthy of their following, and that's what we're trying to do. So we really appreciate them coming out.
Did you cut segments out today, or at least pare down some stuff because no receivers were here?
No, we really didn't. We monitored it prior to practice, like some of the special team work with them and individual. We slowed it down. We still had the same amount of time, but we slowed down the segments a little bit.
What'd you make of Blake's week?
You know what? I thought Blake today, I don't know what he was, completions, all that, but his poise out in the field today was excellent. He had a comfort level. I talked to him out in the field. You could just see his poise was there. And I think in his mind, and he should think this, that today was a big step for him. It was a big step for him in how he handled it. And just in my short conversations with him. Now, I know he had a couple incompletions here and there, but it wasn't the bad body language afterwards. You know, he had the poise, and he took control of the huddle and those things. And, that part is a great accomplishment today. Now he's just got to stack it up.
Is the next step doing it every day?
Yeah, that's right, the consistency.
You know. Is this the time, generally, when a rookie quarterback 2 weeks in OTAs starts to really get it? Or is it?
Well, I think, we're still installing. We still have some install. So, I know we had a meeting yesterday about it with all the rookies. They have meetings in the afternoon. Went and talked to them about some of the things they're dealing with right now and just how to handle it. And like I mentioned to you, the race to maturity, how do we speed that process up? And a lot of times they're going to have anxiety because they're really competitive and they want things to happen fast. That's with every rookie that comes in. What we want to try to do is eliminate any anxiety from the culture. So they don't have to deal with that. They can just deal with their inner anxiety. And that's what they're dealing with right now. So that's why I think I'm excited about Blake's day today.
How much of a setback is it to have seven receivers that can't?
Well, I thought we adjusted. Jed did a really good job. You know, it's important. We can't slow down too much because we have to evaluate and help the corners, the linebackers, the D-line, the running backs, the offensive line. So, we were just smart with individual for that one position group so that the rest of them we could really capture all the reps we needed.
Erlacher spoke to the team. What can he walk us through?
Well, I know we spoke to him. I spent a lot of time with him, and then our defensive staff, and then I wasn't in there with the rookies. But afterwards, I went in there, and the rookie said he was outstanding. Outstanding, just the messages he sent. I mean, here's a guy that's gone through different adversities throughout his career where he missed a season, got hurt in the first game, how he dealt with it, to coming in as a rookie playing Sam linebacker all through training camp and an injury, and he's got to play Mike, I think, the first game, and he started from then on. So a lot of different experiences that he shared with our guys.
A couple more guys, we'll get to.
Guys, the reps are good for the receivers that they're getting, but are they doing a good enough job, knowing what they need to be doing, getting lined up?
Well, I think you saw, because there's some youth there, you saw some coaching taking place even in Move the Ball. Jerry Sullivan was running out there, Tony Sorrentino, just to get them lined up properly. But as far as competing and stuff like that, they did a great job. But, yeah, it's not as, the timing and things like that, those things will come. But just the overall execution I thought was pretty good. They just need to tighten up some of the, the fundamental things.
How does that impact your QBs, though?
Well, it just stalls things because we're not going to run a play and have misalignments. So we just get them aligned, and now we run the play. So it just slowed down the tempo a little bit, but that's okay at this point.
2 weeks down, 2 weeks to go with this offseason. Do you feel like you've gotten a lot done so far?
Yeah, I do. I think that, the defense really the mindset to go for the ball, those things, but that relentless passion. We want that part where they own that and they take that over. And I think just in conversations and seeing how they're playing on the field, I think you sense going in that direction. So that's a great accomplishment. Offensively, it's the timing, the execution. We're putting in some new schemes up front. Nothing that we didn't do last year, just maybe more of a concentrated effort on it. And I think the communication and things that needed with that are taking place. So overall, yeah, a lot being accomplished.